Neil McEvoy, leader of Propel. I'm elected to Cardiff County Council. Not a great deal of change, really. I think they've got elections out of the way, so we're seeing some pretty dreadful policies being implemented in local government in Wales. Clearly, the 20 miles an hour as well is a massive issue. 50-minute cities without the services and without the transport, without the public transport. Anyway, we're seeing huge cuts announced in buses in Cardiff. So, I mean, it's very contradictory where you're not allowed to use the car or will be fined for using the car, it seems, and yet they've taken off buses.
I mean,
Typical.
Labour. We had Crispin Flintoff from Not the Andrew Marr Show on last week, Neil, and Labour are looking incredibly authoritarian. Also, Drakeford saying he's not going to be standing. I mean, as I understood it, people just carried on if they were successful, and he's decided to step down. So, does it is it likely that you think that Plaid will be in charge when the election's next year?
Not a hope. I mean, the main thing with Plaid Cymru is that they have no interest in actually winning elections. They expelled most of the core activists who, well, lots of core activists challenging Labour, like me, for example, and they openly worked with Drakeford to make sure that he retained his seat. It was really weird when I was in Plaid, being in a party which was not supporting me, not supporting local people, but actually supporting the opposition person. Because what you have in Welsh politics, a deal is done in the Senedd, deals done behind closed doors, and it doesn't even get on the chamber floor. I mean, everything's done through the business committee, which nobody ever sees. Labour is incredibly authoritarian. So is Plaid Cymru. So are the Liberal Democrats in Wales. There's a real issue with restrictions on choice, restrictions on liberty. And it's sort of like communism, but without the without the idea of any kind of egalitarianism. There's very much a new elite in Wales which has been created, sadly, by devolution. It's very nasty, nasty kind of
Yeah, and mixed with all this is actually a lot of poverty. I was in
Oh, huge.
Newport this week, and I mean, there's a load of people. I was actually just chatting to someone whose daughter has now bought a house in Newport, and both her and her husband are commuting over the bridge to Bristol every day because the actual house prices there are affordable, whereas when you go over to England, they're not. So, what's going on with I'm on the side of poverty. I mean, where are the opportunities for young people in Wales?
Pretty good question. I mean, the opportunities for young people in Wales are very limited. I mean, if I had my time again now as a youngster, would I stay in Wales? I think I'd probably consider leaving, to be honest. The issue is that Labour profits through people's poverty. They've got the Praetorian Guards, if you like, in the so-called third sector, which is a It's too kind a name. The third sector are private companies calling themselves charities, massively overpaying senior managers. And if you look at the structure of these organisations in Wales, so many are run by Labour Party members, prominent Labour Party members. So many are run by supporters. And it's a conveyor belt of an easy life, really, in terms of income. And you get people earning £90,000 a year from the public sector because we pay for it, it's all taxpayers' money. They wouldn't have a hope of ha earning half of that in the private sector. So there's a real conveyor belt of a poverty industry in Wales, and Labour profits from it. I mean, they profit from denying opportunity. And the key thing is it's trying to wake people up. And I think therein lies the challenge, really. The Conservatives, Lib Dems, Plaid Cymru, Labour, they really are all the same once you get into Welsh politics. And the challenge with Propel and other people like Gwlad is just breaking through, really. We're limited by budget, I suppose, would be the main thing, and media
You
coverage.
got on because it seems to be almost a complete different planets between the leadership of the parties and the ordinary people. But look, you're heading off to the Eisteddfod. A lot of people have never been. Can you just tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's the oldest, well, it's a really old festival in Wales. It's a Welsh language festival, unfairly criticised recently because they stop people performing in English or bilingually because it's a Welsh language festival, and they were called racists for that, which was just really unfair. And it's important for me as a person who's learning Welsh, and also a person of colour, actually, because I think they try to throw the issue of race at the language, where it's important to say that this is a Welsh-speaking festival. It's cultural, singing, dancing, poetry. It's really, really impressive, and it's a rich part of cultural life in Wales, and I wish more people could experience it, really. I think there are class barriers. I think the one discrimination that the ICEDFA need to deal with is classism, because things here are very expensive. I've just paid £23 to get in, for example. The food's expensive, drinks are expensive, so people on low incomes are automatically excluded. And culture should be for everyone. So that's my criticism of the event.
Well, but it's very important. If the Welsh government or British government are funding it, then they should be funding it as a cultural event for everybody, not just for the wealthy.
Well, lots of the money's been raised by local communities, to be fair. I mean, it's kind of the Welsh Labour government have a really weird attitude towards the Welsh language. They don't actually like it. You know, they're very anti-Welsh, strangely. London-dominated in terms of where they look. They don't see... The Labour Party does not see Cardiff as our capital. They see London as the capital. They're very anti-Welsh language. So they kind of grimace every time the Eisteddfod happens. And every year, guaranteed, there are attack stories in the press at the Eisteddfod. You know it's the year, the time the Eisteddfod is coming, simply because there are press attacks. simply because it's an expression of Welsh identity, really, which is really important. And it's important not to water that down either.
What about Welsh independence? Any chance of that? Obviously, the Welsh have got their own parliament, and I suppose ultimately, because it may be a little bit like Scotland, that the Welsh actually feel a bit dependent on the UK financially.
I think the problem is that Welsh politicians are bought and sold, and they don't operate. Don't act in the interests of Wales and the Welsh national interest. I think that's completely foreign to them, really. The Welsh Parliament, it's very kind calling it a parliament. And when I say that parish councils are run more professionally and more honestly and more openly, I'm actually telling you the truth. You know, you're talking to an ex-member of the parliament. It's a boys and girls club. They all do very well. They've no interest in really governing. They're content to take billions of pounds a year off the Westminster government and then complain every single time about things not being fair. And we have a begging bowl politics in Wales, whereas people like myself and Propel, we want Wales to stand on its own two feet. We want us to be economically able to wash our own face, which we can. And we've got hundreds of billions of pounds worth of gas beneath our feet, which the policies are of all the other parties to keep it in the ground. And they import gas from Dubai. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And you also got a little bit of coal, I hear. Anyway, look.
Can I just say good quality coal as well? I mean, what if Wales exported the coal that we have? What could happen is in places like other countries in the world where the level of sulfur, the pollution is very, very high in the coal that they use for power stations, for example. If they added Welsh coal to that, you would see a remarkable drop in emissions. I mean, it's there's some really interesting things to talk about with energy. Water as well. We've got massive amounts of water and we give it all away. So actually, we could stand around 2 feet economically. We could be wealthy, but we're never going to move Wales forward until we move the Labour Party out of the way.
Well, and also maybe start opening up those energy resources again. We've just been hearing about the announcement about carbon capture by Sunak. That technology applies to coal-fired power stations too, Neil.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to do, but we've got a government in Wales, or governance, if you like, as a culture. All they want to do is criticise London without actually putting forward positive ideas for making Wales a wealthy, open, democratic place. Because, you know, perish the thought, if we were truly democratic, then we might see some kind of change then.
Okay, Neil McAvoy, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Hey, great to speak to you. Diolch yn fawr.